or it's still kind of geared towards like the need to be able to overcome a predator or to be able to overcome survival situations. And a lot of people kind of like tap into that by going like, like I'm gonna go to this like horror house or whatever, all that kind of thing, and I'm gonna be made to feel like I'm in a survival situation. Like I went to this place, like in earlier, or like last month, I went to Nightmare Realms, which is that like that big like kind of horror experience that was going on over by the Aviva Stadium. No, it was by the RDS. Or it's close to that anyway. And it was so interesting the way they did it, because like the first thing you go into is like this clown room or this clown thing. But like the thing is that like that one was a lot less like creepy scary. That was a lot more just like, rah, stuff is happening now. Because like you'd have like the lights were different. There was like fluorescent stuff in the lights shining off different walls, and the architecture was confusing. So you'd be trying to rush through going like, and then like people would like pop, like come out from like hidden corridors behind you and be like rushing you on and like, you know, just like basically screaming at you, and you'd be like trying to like run past people. But the whole thing is because like that wouldn't work as like a horror experience in of itself, but that whole thing is meant to just get your jitters up. So you're all just like, kind of like a little bit nervous. And then you get into the next place and you've got like actors doing slightly more complicated roles where they're actually like coming up to you and talking to you and then like leading you down one way, and then something will pop out of the side and you're just like, Jesus. But like this whole thing, it becomes so much more creepy. It's really, really cool just the way that they orchestrate the whole thing. I should go alone or with one other person next time, because I went with too many people.
Okay. I hate clowns.